Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week I ended quoting from John 15:4, "Abide in me and I in you." Wow. Did you get that, my friend? "And I in you." My friend, if Christ is not in you, then you cannot be a Christian. Let me say that again. If Christ is not in you, then you cannot be a Christian. I don't care what church you go to, what your title is, what you do at the church that you attend. Oh no. To be a Christian and to be able to inherit the intentions of God for your life and all of those precious promises God offers in 2 Peter 1 and 4, my friend, the condition of being a Christian is Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. I have been saying this for months, maybe even for years, but this truth is time eternal. It is divine. It will not change. It cannot change. It is the Word of God, and His Word is settled forever. Yet millions of Christians try every day to get God to change His mind and His Word. Nope, it's not going to happen. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Mark 13:31. We cannot be a Christian from our good works, what we believe, or even how much money we give to the pastor. Oh no. What makes a person a Christian? And we are talking about one who is birthed from above. Born again, saved, that is Christ dwelling in us by the Spirit of God. You know the drill. I've been touting this for many months. We are joined, we are cemented to the Lord, and one spirit with Him. Him is Jesus Christ, and that's found in 1 Corinthians 6:17. This does not change, my friend. It is settled in the earth as it is settled in heaven. This is how Christ dwells in the believer. We are united with Him in the Spirit. Now, this verse brings clarity to the verse John 15:14, "Abide in me and I in you." If we are born from above, the Christ abides in us. Let me say that again. If we are born from above, then Christ abides in us. If not, then no matter what we believe or say, Christ does not abide in us, and we are just dead men walking. John 15:4, there is a condition we must meet to have Christ abide in us. Did you know for every promise in the Bible, there is a condition we must meet to be able to receive that promise? Even for us to be able to receive life eternal, we must believe in Jesus. That well-known verse in John 3:16 says that whosoever believeth in Him, Him being Jesus, should not perish but have everlasting life, or life eternal. The condition for not perishing and receiving life eternal is not going to church, paying your tithes, all of those church activities, but whosoever believeth in Jesus Christ will not perish and have life eternal. Now, this strongly speaks of the necessity of living out from Christ by faith, along with the lines of our practical living. Now, notice it is done by faith. Let me say that again. Our walk with the Lord is done by faith. First, we have to know that Christ dwells by faith in us. Then we must believe by faith that we can rest ourselves upon Him, draw from Him as we surrender to Him. No surrender to Jesus, then no rest or drawing of His strength and ability. Oh, wow, what a tremendous truth. Let me say that again. No surrender to Jesus, then no rest or no drawing of His strength and ability. I will be honest, I am not sure how people who do not know Christ live their lives without Him. Oh, they think they live their lives in their own strength and abilities, in their own smarts, in their own craftiness. But in reality, they live their life on God's good graces and His mercy, keeping them from a total meltdown and utter chaos in their life. So we who are saved must rest in Christ so that we can draw from Him as we surrender to Him. Well, why? Because he said so. I like that. Because he said so. I can count on him, not because of anything about myself, but because he said so. And he's always faithful. To abide in Christ by faith means that we can put ourselves aside. Let me say that again. To abide in Christ means that we, you know, by faith, it means that we can put ourselves aside and surrender to Christ by faith. For all. I draw from him for all life and all resources. What nonsense to think that we can draw from Christ for all life and resources if we continue to draw from ourselves. We cannot. We have to present ourselves to God for whatsoever pruning it takes or surrender of our natural man to make possible for us to experience Christ as our light and our life. This is simply another way of saying that we must unconditionally surrender and abandon ourselves to Christ and open ourselves up to his dealings and his judgments, wow, in our lives, which is the work of the cross. Now, this brings us to a very important question. What does abiding in Christ look like, and what does it feel like? Well, I'm glad you asked, and I hope that you're sitting down, because it's never a matter of how it looks or it feels. Let me say that again. It's never a matter of how it looks and it feels, but it's a matter of believing by faith that he is there to abide in. A matter of believing that we can put ourselves aside and know that he is faithful no matter what. Okay, let me go a little deeper here if you don't mind. Now, this is the point. And it's a very important question, and it's very important to realize, because it would seem that most of us have difficulty in resting in his faithfulness. We usually want to feel or have some sort of sense that it's working. Maybe goosebumps or chills running up and down our backbone. But no, my friend, when we operate that way, we are at the mercy of our emotions and our psyche and our feelings, all of which are as unreliable as can be. Jesus Christ is not experienced through emotions and feeling. Let me say that again. Jesus Christ is not, repeat, not experienced through emotions and feelings. Rather, we must bypass all of these human things which are of the natural man and rely upon Christ himself. As we do this, there will be a growing realization of him in us and in our experiences. Not an emotional experience and feeling that moves us to tears. Oh no, but a knowing, a true knowing that which you know that you know that you know. A knowing that is real, it's sure, and it's satisfying. A knowing where we are not moved by what we see or hear or feel. Again, the source, who is God, of this will not be emotional or for us. It will be transparent. It will be transparent to us and come more and more to govern our life. When we really, really put our faith in Christ or abide in Christ, we will tend to expect something will happen. Yes, right. Something will happen. Something that we cannot see, hear, or feel. Natural thinking tends in this direction of emotions and feelings, but we are putting our faith in Christ, abiding in Christ's life, and the life of Christ, it will happen. It will come to govern our life. Slowly but surely, we will be brought into an inward revelation of Jesus Christ. Wow, surely, surely, but slowly, we will be brought into an inward realization of Jesus Christ. Now, please note, we will come to realize Jesus Christ rather than our emotions and ourself. Wow. We will come to realize our emotions. No, we will come to realize Jesus Christ and not our emotions. Next week, we will continue looking at some few hindrances of abiding in Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you're getting this message and hoping that you will have having a wonderful day. And the Lord is with you, and you are growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.